As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Wednesday, June the 17th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. We're on the web, vocallocal.org. You might check out our website today. My name is William Roberts. And I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today with our returning guest, Don Parmeter of the AmericanPropertyCoalition.org. We're going to talk today about the opposition to Clean Water Restoration Act, the Clean Water Restoration Act, that's Senate 787, and this opposition is going to continue. We need your help today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, folks, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air or take Oracle with you on the road on your mobiles. And from around America and around the world, you may also call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls will be welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to us, William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. I'd like to give a big shout-out to Liberty Radio in Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. Again, our website is vocallocal.org. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. All the indicators, precious metal, crude oil, and stocks are down on the dollar rise. We'll give a brief market report right away. Our special guest, Don Parmeter, joins us today. He's coming back. We're talking about Clean Water Restoration Act, Agenda 21. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go into those market reports for Wednesday, June the 17th, 2009. Active trading, New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was off $1.80, trading at $933 an ounce. Silver was down 6 cents at $14.12 an ounce. Platinum was off $15 this morning, $1,201 a troy ounce for platinum. Palladium lost $3 so far in early morning trading at $238. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, 926.80 for a low, 939 for a high. So we're looking at about a $13 spread there. Nonetheless, the $933 level is a $50.70 year-on-year gain or 5.75% return on your investment. So we're still doing better than the bank there. The London Gold Fix, the boys in London set the gold price at $933.75. So I would imagine we'll be seeing that throughout the day. The Dow Jones yesterday closed off 108 points at 8505. The NASDAQ was off 20, trading at 1796. The S&P lost 12 points, trading at 912. Crude oil lost 71 cents. You can see everything's down at 69.76 for crude. And the only one that was up, the only indicator that was up yesterday was the U.S. dollar index, up 12 basis points, trading at 80.94. In the foreign exchange markets, Canadian dollars are trading at 88 cents. They're off just a bit today. Mexican peso back in the 7 cent range again, up just a fuzz. The euro, $1.39. The British pound, $1.63. The Swiss franc is 92 cents U.S. So that's your foreign exchange rates. In the bond market, the 2-year bond is trading at 1.17%. The 10-year, 3.62. The 30-year at 4.44%. In the mortgage markets, we see a little bit of an uptick going on month to month here. We're looking at a 15-year mortgage for 5.08%, and a 30-year is set at 5.53. We'll be back with our special guest, Don Parmeter. Stay right.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, Am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back and underway on our Wednesday, June the 17th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I'm joined today by our special guest, returning guest, Don Parmeter, in the American Property Coalition.org. We're going to be talking about Senate 787. It's a bill that's in committee right now. This is a Clean Water Restoration Act, and we encourage you to listen very carefully, take notes during the broadcast. There are a variety of action steps that we really hope that you will take today to help to block this particular piece of pernicious legislation, this globalist agenda being foisted off as clean water. But let's go back right into the discussion. You know, the last time we were together, we went into Agenda 21, and we're going to go there again today. And some of the background issues, I think for every audience, we need to start all over from the beginning. So let me just welcome back Don Parmeter. Don, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on again.
Well, it's always our pleasure. You know, I like to think that I'm up to speed on most issues, but on certain issues, particularly like this one, you know, we really have to rely on the people that have followed the issue carefully, know it and understand it, can articulate it. So maybe you just start out and tell the people about how you were driven, if you will, to found this American Property Coalition, what you're doing, and then let's go into this bill that really is the nuts and bolts of your organization.
Okay, sure. We started actually a little over 2 years ago, and we were organized really to focus on the Clean Water Restoration Act and the expansion of the Clean Water Act. based on two U.S. Supreme Court decisions, one in 2001 and the other one in 2006, that basically said the federal government, i.e. the Corps of Engineers and the Environmental Protection Agency, was exceeding their authority under the 1972 Federal Water Pollution Control Act, also known as the Clean Water Act. And so that's what's driving the legislation, and that's what drove us to organize, because this is an expansive, this is the most expansive piece of federal legislation I have ever seen. It affects everybody. It expands if it was passed. It, by the way, it's been introduced in three consecutive sessions of Congress, but it's serious this time, just because of who's in power and the fact that there's a bill in the Senate that's waiting action in committee, which could happen tomorrow. But just let me talk briefly about the bill and why it's scary. It expands federal power in two ways. One, it would change the term navigable, which is in existing statute, the 1972 Act, to waters of the United States. In other words, we're not just talking about rivers and lakes and bodies of water that are obviously used for commerce and navigable. It also includes, it's right, written right into the bill, it includes wetlands, prairie potholes, playa lakes, which could be wet one day out of the year, ponds, meadows, sloughs, mud flats, sand flats, and it, the second thing it does, and this is new language, it also covers activities affecting all of these waters. So it is not only an expansion of control over federal control over waters, it's a national land use control bill. And so this thing is, in the words of the Reid Hopper, who was the lead attorney on the successful Supreme Court decision in 2006, he said, this bill pushes the limits of federal power to an extreme not matched by any other law, probably in the history of the country. So that's basically where we're at. Because of large-scale opposition from across the country, Bill, the bill has been held up in the Environment and Public Works Committee in the Senate for over a month. Senator Boxer is the chair of that committee. She really wants the bill badly. It's on the calendar for tomorrow, and they're going to try to get something passed tomorrow.
Well, we will certainly do what we can do to assist and help block that. You know, folks, it's so very important to understand the magnitude or the scope of what we're talking about when we get involved with these new broad sweeping redefinitions of terms. But when we start to go away from an understanding of water as being navigable water under the Clean Water Act, no, really, Don, everybody wants clean water. I'm sure I use a Berkey filter on my drinking water. I wish that I wouldn't have to do that, but I'm confident that it is to my own best interest to filter my drinking water and filter the water in the house, etc. So everyone's looking at clean water, and it's important. But when we're talking about something as broad sweeping as this, it's far more than just a water issue. This is a social economic, it's a philosophical, it can almost be a theological argument that's being advanced, but it alters the relationship of the property owner with their land. When you get down to the idea, folks, that if you have a little farm pond on your ranch where you allow the stock to water, or if you have some kind of a stream that flows through your property, the idea that your property rights could be abrogated, if you will, or taken away by the federal government, that you might have a white pickup truck or van come in with a half a dozen folk in it in the middle of the day or the afternoon or early morning, and you come out in the morning and you see these people walking around on your property and they've got their clipboards and their little samples bags and things like that. You know, this it assumes a jurisdiction over your property, which is a violation, and it's also a taking. Maybe we could talk just a little bit about that from the standpoint of just jurisdiction, federal jurisdiction versus state versus county and versus an individual property owner.
Sure, absolutely. And really what this does is really usurps state and local authority. And by the way, the National Association of Counties is very strongly opposed to this because they'd be given up, they have land use planning authority, and they are strongly opposed to the bill. It's basically a state's rights issue. You know, one of the senior property rights attorneys in the country said, you know, if our constitutional system of limited federal powers means anything, we have to win on this issue. It certainly would be a taking, a regulatory taking, in that property owners, unlike eminent domain, and of course there's a broad, wide abuse of eminent domain, but in the case of regulatory takings, like the clean water stuff, basically they take most of the value, they can take most of the value of their property without having to pay a dime. So it's really unfair. I think it's unconstitutional, and it needs to be defeated. And it's not as if there aren't alternatives. There are alternatives. There are alternatives that can be designed, and there's examples across the country of this at the local and regional level that are better, faster, and cheaper. And I would maintain that this bill is not going to get us clean water. It's not about clean water. It's about governance, and it's about the kind of government we want in this country. We want more. Do we want more power in Washington or more power at the local level with the people?
Well, there's certainly
that's the choice here.
Anyone that listens to this broadcast knows where my loyalty lies. This is all about becoming vocal local, and I think that the folks that we need to understand that when we allow the federal government to assume this kind of jurisdictional power over the states and over your counties, this language, it's Senate Bill 787. You can go up and pull down a copy of it for yourself. One of the things that I noticed by reading it, Don, is that it leaves the idea of enforcement and implementation wide open. It doesn't talk about what the funding is, what the budget amount is going to be, who's going to be responsible for actually going out and implementing this. So, folks, we'll pick it up on the other side of this first commercial intermission. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
And we've returned, speaking today with our special guest, Don Parmeter. We're talking about the Clean Water Restoration Act. It's now in committee in the Senate. It's going to be voted on tomorrow morning to vote it in or out of committee. We need to have your calls, your emails, your faxes. Get in touch with your senators. Let them know that you're absolutely opposed to this piece of legislation, that you want it to die in committee. Please, by all means, do this today. Once this sort of piece of legislation comes in, you know, you think about the socialized health care and the egregious affront on that. You think about the high cost of the tobacco taxes that were just laid on to support children's health care, doing it all for the children. If government, in an ideal world, if government, Don, was perfect, you know, people could relax and say, oh, well, this is going to be fine. You know, we're going to have clean water, and they're going to make sure that nobody dumps their motor oil in the lake while they're out boating and things like that. But we just don't live in a perfect world. We don't have a perfect government. No system of government on the planet has ever been perfect. Certainly, we don't want to relinquish this kind of power and authority to government. But, folks, when we think about bringing the Corps of Engineers, the Environmental Protection Agency, into your backyard to control your water, to control your watersheds, it's going to threaten not only agriculture and business and your small communities, grazing, forestry, mining, and all of the other uses of private and federal lands. And so there are so many things that could be impacted by these broad sweeping powers and these changes that for us it's so much easier. It's just so much easier to block this kind of globalist agenda before it becomes enacted into law, before it lodges itself, if you will, in the body politic, because then it's like a cancerous growth, and to get rid of it, it's like getting rid of the Federal Reserve. It's like getting rid of the Internal Revenue Service. It's just almost an impossibility for the people. So, folks, this is the time to take action. This is the time to step up to the plate and get this bill to die in committee. Don, we have I had a farm, a 40-acre parcel that I lived on for about 14, 15 years, something like that, down in the Hollers here in Missouri. And when my neighbor, next-door neighbor, J.B. Hunt, is now deceased, the trucking magnate, bought a parcel, large thousands of acres next door to me, and set up what he called the Bighorn Lodge. It's a hunting preserve for elk and other things. One of his desires was to create out of Mike's Creek, which was a year-round flowing stream that flowed through his property and bordered my land. He wanted to create it into a trout stream, of all things, and thought that if you just excavated it out and made it deeper, that the waters would fill up and he'd have a little place where he could have trout. And when his people came along to buy their tickets and stay at his lodge for elk hunting, they could go down and do a little bit of fly fishing for trout. Of course, it's the most ludicrous thing in the world. Anybody that's ever, you know, been around fish understands that, you know, all things have to be perfect in order to get trout to grow in a stream. But what he did, Don, was he came in with heavy equipment, crawlers, etc., came into the water, basically dug out the base bottom of the creek, dropped the water table in the bottom of the valley about 6 feet, shocked my new orchard, the trees that I'd planted, so much that it was a drought summer that summer anyway, but all of those trees died. I lost one of the cuttings of hay off of my pasture as a result of that. Everything just went brown. But in this particular instance, Don, what I did is I contacted the Corps of Engineers and the Department of Agriculture and the Conservation Department of the state of Missouri, and the answers that I got back, folks, was, well, that's beyond our jurisdiction. Well, these are things that we don't have the power to do anything about this. We can't really do anything about this. And what they did was they just hemmed and hawed and hemmed and hawed until they dug out this entire creek. Then they finally sent somebody out, and I believe they wrote him a ticket. But when we think about clean water, you've got many examples that you can bring to the audience. Yes, indeed, there are polluters. There are egregious polluters out there. But these are case-by-case individual situations which could be addressed locally far better than a blanket overall coverage. And if we take away everyone's rights, you know, we always hear about doing it all for the children, but if we take away everyone's rights and everyone's liberty and everyone's use of their land against this specious or capricious possibility or potentiality, we invoke something that we learned from studying Agenda 21. It's the precautionary principle. So let's talk a little bit about that precautionary principle and The idea of this kind of blanket legislation as a solution to minor or non-source point pollution.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. That's an interesting story, and the non-point source pollution is really at the heart of this legislation. There is and I don't expect a lot of people to read 60-page reports that really tell you where this thing is going. But this bill is about not just overturning two U.S. Supreme Court cases, the Supreme Court decisions. I mean, this is the property rights Roe v. Wade, okay, the Rapanos and the Swank decision. But it goes far beyond that, and the environmental community, which are the they're the constituents, and they're basically based in Washington and big cities. You know, they're not out in the field. But this is a way to consolidate power, and so their idea is, well, yeah, we got to protect people and we got to protect water and so on and so forth. That's not what this is about. It's really an expansion of power, and they know, and the authors of this bill know that the Clean Water Act currently does not provide a federal authority to control non-point source pollution, which is basically anything that doesn't come out of a pipe. Forestry mining, you mentioned it, agriculture, home building, property improvement, public lands use, maintenance of trails, that's, just about anything. And that's where they're going with this thing, with the activities affecting these waters. So this would basically trump state and local authority to a great degree, and you wouldn't be able to solve these problems on the ground. You would have to rely on a federal bureaucracy that I can't even imagine, and frankly, the supporters of this bill don't want to talk about the money and what it's going to cost to enforce and implement this. But it's massive.
Well, if we think about 3,066 counties all across America, folks, there's I don't have a fixed number for the number of towns and communities that there are in cities in this country. There's certainly, out of the 3,066 counties that I'm aware of, 33 of those are city counties. And so let's just, you could just do some simple math, folks. How many new people would have to be hired? How many offices would have to be created? How many telephones, fax machines, computer systems, and all of that would have to be purchased and established? And then all of the automobiles, the trucks, and everything for these inspectors to come out and inspect, detect, and select your property. How many hours a day? I mean, even if you were trying to do it from a county standpoint, King County, Washington is massive. I've heard of some of the counties in the state of Idaho and Oregon are just colossal in size. You know, the number of people necessary to adequately enforce or implement a piece of legislation like this numbers into the tens of thousands, if not more. Who knows what the dollar amount of this would be, but it's just another agency. It's the creation of another branch of government, if you will, and I just can't see it as being anything logical, reasonable, or acceptable under the Constitution or in any of the state constitutions. So, to that end, folks, if you want to find out more about this particular piece of legislation and the work that's come up to now to block it, you can also go to another website. Well, first, let's give Don's out again. It's the AmericanPropertyCoalition.org. So it's www.AmericanPropertyCoalition.org. Also, you can look at the American Land Rights website, and that's www.LandRights.org. And both of those websites, again, www.LandRights.org, both of those websites will provide you with clues and information, research that you can use to make up your mind which way you want to stand on this particular issue. But I hope you'll pick up the phone today and call in. Also in this argument, if you will, as you mentioned earlier, well, we'll take a break here, folks, and we'll come back on the other side. We're going to look at the National Rifle Association and see where they stand on this. And we'll be right back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor. Absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back once again talking with Don Parmeter today in regards to the Clean Water Restoration Act. It's now in Senate committee. The bill number is 787. We need your calls today, your faxes, to contact your senators and let them know, voice your opposition to this piece of legislation. Hopefully we can kill it in the committee and never let it see the light of day. Certainly we're going to see this come out in the House of Representatives soon as well. So all that aside, the National Rifle Association has a backroom deal, Don, according to the work here of Chuck Cushman. And we can understand that, folks, when we talk about having federal jurisdiction out of all of the wetlands and things like that, we're also looking at duck hunting, duck hunters, Ducks Unlimited, and all of these various sporting groups and whatnot. And if they feel that somehow or another they're going to be able to cut some kind of a bargain on the back at the expense of all of the rest of the people, then of course we have to question our membership and affiliation with organizations like that. But the National Rifle Association has a long history of having been on the wrong side of most of the firearm restrictions, the right to keep and bear arms legislation that's come down for the last God only knows how long since they've been in existence. But anyway, you can also call the National Rifle Association. The telephone number is 703-267-1000. It's 703-267-1000. And just simply insist that they overturn their backroom deal, overturn that backroom deal and come out against the Senate Bill 787. That would help. It's a large lobby. It's a lot of people, and voices do count. Now, in each of the various states, there are both Democrats and Republicans that are on this committee, and the Environment and the Public Works Committee, that's EPW members, some of them, they're all listed. You can go up to landrights.org and pick up the entire list. But here in Missouri, one of them, for instance, Senator Christopher Bond, Kit Bond, as they call him, Kitty, little Kit Bond, he's a lame duck. And how he's going to vote on something like this, only the Lord knows for sure. But he's definitely been on my phoning list, and I would like to encourage everybody. I'll just run through the list. If any of these people are your senators, give them a call and give them a call today. Barbara Boxer, of course, out of California. She's the chair. Max Baucus, I think that's Montana. Thomas Carper out of Delaware. Frank Lautenberg, New Jersey. Benjamin Cardin, Maryland. Bernard Sanders, Vermont. Amy Klobuchar or something like that out of Maine. Sheldon Whitehouse, Rhode Island. Tom Udall, New Mexico. Jeff Merkley, Oregon. Kristen Gillibrand, New York. Arlen Specter out of Pennsylvania. The Republicans are James Inhofe out of Oklahoma, George Voinovich out of Ohio, Dan Vitter, Louisiana, John Barrasso out of Wyoming, Mike Crapo out of Idaho, Kit Bond out of Missouri, and Lamar Alexander in Tennessee. If any of those are your senators, please pick up the telephone, call their offices today, and let them know that you're not interested in seeing this kind of a broad brush approach taken to water policy in the United States of America. Don, I know that you're going to have to leave us here within the next 15 minutes or so before the next break. So I'll just turn it over to you, and I know you're passionate about this issue. You've studied it well. Give the audience a little bit more some of the reason, some of the firewood that might get them fired up and on the phone today.
Well, I think today is the day to call, because the Senate committee is going to mark this up and try to pass it tomorrow. So now obviously it's got to be introduced and move in the House as well. But I think the supporters in the House are waiting for the Senate to see what comes out of the Senate. So today is the day to call. So call your senator. And I want to leave a couple more numbers, because, you know, the more calls I get, this makes a huge difference. And this is kind of what's really held this thing up for a month. But you can call the Environment and Public Works Committee directly, and there are two numbers, one for Democrats, one for Republicans, and the numbers are 202-224-8832. That's the Democratic office, and the Republican office is 202-224-6176. This thing is really up for grabs, and I think if you believe in smaller government and government closer to the people and government by people, you really need to get on top of this thing. This is the biggest federal power grab probably in the nation's history.
Well, let's talk about the watersheds. Give people an idea of the magnitude. When we start talking about turning over the control of water to the federal government, how much of the United States lies within a watershed, and what is a watershed for the audience?
Well, that's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up, because the principal architect in the House, this bill, Mr. Oberstar from my home state of Minnesota, said, you know, water flows downhill. What he's saying is that water in a watershed flows in a watershed. Everything is in the watershed, even if you can't see water. Everything in the United States, all land, all water, all people, all communities are located in one watershed or another. So there's really nothing off limits. Under the current language in the bill, just about every acre of land and water in the country would be up for discussion as to whether some kind of an activity could be allowed. So that's how expansive it is.
Absolutely. You know, a watershed, folks, is from is basically defined. If you can map these various watersheds out, you can think of the Mississippi River and all of its tributaries. But from the very highest point, the ridge over in the Rockies, all the way to, I don't know, whether it's the Blue Mountains or where it might be on the eastern side, and everything, wherever that water, the snow melts and the rain, and wherever it all flows down to the very bottom, the lowest point, of course, is the Mississippi and the other rivers. That's the lowest point. But everything in that basin lies in that watershed. And as we know, and the listeners of this network certainly know, controlling the food supplies, is one way to control the people. But you're going to be able to endure without food just one whole heck of a lot longer than you're going to be able to endure without water. People generally never starve to death. They always perish for lack of water. And so by controlling this water through this specious water policy, it puts all of the life on our continent, all of us in this nation, in peril, because we basically would have Big Brother holding the switch to water. And this is just not something that we can afford to do. We cannot hand this much or concentrate this much power, centralize this much power in Washington, D.C. Folks, please, I shouldn't have to explain it to you. This is, these are not the hands you want to put this kind of power into. So let's keep all of the power local. Keep it down at the county level. I mean, it's such redundancy, Don, such duplication. We've already got all.
Hello. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, jump in. I mean,
I got another show coming up here in a few minutes out of Washington. So, I'm really grateful for talk radio and the internet for helping get the word out on this thing, because the print media is basically not doing anything on this other than just giving blanket endorsement, at least the metropolitan newspapers. Yeah, we want clean water, support this bill. I mean, it's unbelievable that the media doesn't have the courage or the wherewithal to look beyond the mantra of clean water and saving the planet. That's irresponsible in my opinion. But anyway, fortunately there are other ways to communicate, and thank you for getting the word out to your listeners.
Well, I thank you for taking your time out of your busy schedule, Don. I know you got to run off for another interview. Thank you for joining us this morning. Keep us keep in touch. Keep us informed as to how this goes. And we'll definitely continue talking about it here on the broadcast this morning. Thank you again so very much.
Thank you, William. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye for now. Okay, let me click that one. Go down to here. And that one. There we go. Okay, well, folks, there you go. This is Don Parmeter with the American Property Coalition. Again, his website is www.americanpropertycoalition.org. AmericanPropertyCoalition.org. Another good website here, Chuck Cushman and their group, is www.landrights.org. Landrights.org. Now, they've got a variety of PDF testimonies and questionnaires that you can print out and fax in or email in to the Senate today, to this committee. Let me give you those numbers again for the Environment and Public Works Committee. There's two different numbers. One is for the Democrats and one's for the Republicans, and I don't think we should be partisan on this. Both sides should get calls. But again, for the Democrats, if you have your pencils ready, here's the number. It's area code 202-224-8832. Again, the Democrats in the Environment and Environment and Public Works Committee, the EPWC, the Democrats' number is 202-224-8832. And for the Republicans, it's 202-224-6176. Again, it's 202-224-6176. Make those calls today, won't you please? We'll be back right after this message. Stay with us.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zippin' Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
And we've returned right here on Become Vocal Local for the last segment of the first hour. I hope you enjoyed our discussion with Don Parmeter and learned something about this Clean Water Restoration Act, the things that we can do. You know, we didn't have time on this morning's broadcast to go into the connections or connecting the dots between Agenda 21 and this particular piece of legislation, kind of run at an unfair advantage there. Sometimes because not everyone has taken the time necessary to study Agenda 21. But you, as my listeners, have been hearing me talk about it for months now. Agenda 21 is the product of the Rio Summit, the Earth Summit, out of Rio de Janeiro 17 years ago. 17 years ago, the final text of agreements negotiated by governments at the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development, that's UNCED, that's one of those various organs and bodies inside of the United Nations. But this conference was held from June 3rd to June the 14th in 1992. So we're 17 years advanced, right? 1992 to 2002 and seven more, 17 years from this conference, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And at this conference, the Agenda 21 was the Program of Action for Sustainable Development, the Rio Declaration on Environment and Development, and a Statement of Forest Principles. But this is such a broad, sweeping global plan, a global initiative, to lock up all of the resources on this planet for the use, largely, of environmental and developmental concerns, which, as you know, are corporations. This is not for you or for me. This is all about locking up the resources of the planet for corporations. And we talked a little bit about this precautionary principle, this idea of passing all of the various and sundry legislation necessary across this country and around the world to implement this global strategy, the agenda for the 21st century, Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, based upon the precautionary principle. Well, what if? Well, it might happen, but you never know. The precautionary principle. You know, it's like your mother said, you know, don't put it in your mouth. You don't know where it's been. That kind of mentality, you know. But unfortunately, American schools largely ignore the foundational basis of freedom, the recognition of an individual's unalienable rights. And financial interests in America are being lost in increasingly inevitable collapse of America's funny money system. We see that all around us today. And of course, the politicians think that America is a democracy and that they direct our course. And on both points, they couldn't be further from the truth. But if we can understand just a little bit about Agenda 21, then we can go into this Chapter 18 in the next hour and find out more about the protection of the water quality and the supply of freshwater resources as outlined and specified in that Chapter 18, 3-6s. Kind of pay attention to that stuff once you get around the Gamatria and all of the various mindsets and theological dispensations that associate themselves with numbers and numerology, etc. But if we can understand just a little bit about it, you know, we've studied a little bit out of the Communist Manifesto. We've talked about revolutions and counter-revolutions. We've talked about anarchy, public opinion and cross-concurrence of public opinion, the implementation of all of the planks of the Communist Manifesto having come on us and at us. But certainly and clearly, the abolition of private property is critical to all of this. And if you've been listening to the broadcast for any length of time at all, you know that, in my opinion, my researched opinion, and the writings of Andrew Galambos and others, private property begins with you and I. It's our physical bodies and our spiritual bodies, if there is such a thing, our minds and our bodies. And this mind and body, individual unit, is under attack, from a global level. And so when we talk about abolishing private property, that's the abolition of life, human life in particular. It's a direct assault on the people on the planet, the human beings, the chattel in the field, the serfs in the global plantation. We've become dispensable or disposable commodities, natural human resources, disposable, in the way, useless eaters, consumers, etc. And the new global agenda desires to base world governance on public decrees and not on individual rights. This is no longer the rule of law. This is the reign of law. This is the idea behind legal positivism. And I've said many times before on this broadcast this revelation or profound thought that I had some years back, now 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Again, that was in June, on June the 30th, within 15 days of today, 5 years ago, 2004. This idea that there's an all-out war raging, all-out war. In other words, there's going to be a victor and there'll be a vanquished. It's an all-out war raging between legal positivism, and legal positivism could be understood as just simply whatever the prince or Barry the usurper says has the force of law. It's not necessarily law. It's just has the force of law. It's like the big stick, the club. So this all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, like gravity and the other things like that, but there's also all of this huge body of knowledge known as the natural law that we've been carrying with us and building out of our minds, out of the reason of man, for thousands of years. And this idea of legal positivism, whatever the prince says has the force of law, has arrogated or taken to itself all of the natural law. The idea that we are, you know, we can control ourselves, and that we determine the outcome of our lives ourselves without government diktat. The natural law. You know, the natural law could start so simply. Man moves. If there's no motion at all, it's a corpse. Man moves and man breathes and man drinks and man eats and man procreates and excretes and all of that. And it then just continues to build from there. And this whole body of natural law, everything natural, everything from creation, however you look at things, you know, everything that it is to be you, like the French say, qu'est-ce que c'est, I think they say, what is it that it is to be a human? What is it that it is to be a man? What is it that it is to be a woman? The natural law. Unalienable rights, some people say. Our founders included. So there's this all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law where in the rise of statism, and we've talked about status and statism and the difference between states and governments. But in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law and has returned as codified, statutory, regulated, privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable our natural law rights. And this particular piece of legislation is just another brick in the wall towards accomplishing that by restricting or tying up under federal protection, the precautionary principle there, all of the water in the United States, bringing it all under the jurisdiction of a strong central planning Soviet Politburo federal government in Washington, the District of Corruption. They leave us no out. They take unto themselves all of the water and the control of the water and dictate how and when and how much and where we can use the water. Licensable? Yes, you'll have to get a license. Taxable? Most certainly. It's a commodity. Statutory, regulated privileges. It's a privilege. It's no longer your right to drink water. Even a dog has a right to get a drink, you know. All the animals will stop by the creek. The deer, the birds, the butterflies, everybody drinks water. Nobody has to ask permission. If there's some water there, you just drink. But the idea of giving it out on privilege and at cost and charging one nation for the water that they have because another nation doesn't have water is the ultimate goal. Folks, we'll be right back and pick it up on the other side. We'll continue our discussion of Agenda 21. Stay with us. We'll be right back for hour number two.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own survival oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, June the 17th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. As we begin our second hour, we come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. You might visit my little website today, www.vocallocal.org. You can also see ozarksvoter.info, freedomadvocates.net, and there are lots of other websites out there that focus on Agenda 21, on blocking the globalist agenda, etc. Do take time to find out a little bit about Agenda 21. What is it? What does it mean to you? You know, sometimes I'm asked in meetings when I talk about it all the time, Agenda 21, what is it? Well, it's a book, first of all, and you can get a copy of it yourself. You can go to http://, I believe that's the way you're going to have to do that one, unp.un.org. Just skip the www's there, http://unp.un.org. How can you remember that website? It's easy. It's UNP, that means United Nations Publications, that's an acronym there. And UN, of course, is the UnitedNations.org, so it's unp.un.org. Type that in, it'll probably come right up. That'll take you to their bookstore. Then the book that you're looking for out of their bookstore is sales number E.93.I.11. Again, it's E. E93I11. That's the United Nations publication. And what you'll receive is an 8.5 by 11 softbound book, and it has 294 pages, I believed. Yes, 294 pages in it. And this book is basically the summary, and very careful summary of the outcome of this Earth Summit that was held in Rio de Janeiro back in 1992. And then sit down and read it. Now, what happened when I got my copy of Agenda 21 and I sat down and began to read it, the book would literally throw me away from itself. It would turn me off from reading it. It was very difficult to read this book. It was repetitive. It was so ludicrous that it just would make you want to tear your hair. But it took a lot of perseverance, a lot of dedication to keep coming back to it and say, well, I'm going to read it. I'm going to read this. I'm going to finish this. I'm going to read this book. I will read this book. I'm going to read this book. I'm reading this book. I'm reading it now. That sort of a thing. This book just doesn't want you to be, you know, just doesn't want to be read. I don't know whether it's got some kind of a spell on it or something. But it's just written in a way that you just don't sit down and read it. But if you will sit down and read it, and read it chapter by chapter and section by section, the way that it's organized is it's all out by chapters, and then it's each of the chapters, each of the paragraphs, is given a number. And so the whole thing is cross-referenceable in that way and referable in that way, but there's no index, and no one is credited as being the author. It just came from space, apparently. And so you do really need to read it and study it and think through it quite a bit, because you're not going to have any help with an index. There is none. So you'll have to go back and check on various things. But when you do that, and if you will do that, what you will discover is just about everything that's coming down the pike, legislation out of the federal government, in your states and in your counties, almost everything that we're seeing these days can be tracked right straight back to this book, and it's the implementation of just another step of Agenda 21. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll begin second hour.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reed, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now, we're back again, once again, welcome back to our Wednesday, June the 17th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, for the benefit of all of our affiliates and micros that were away for the top of the hour news break. We started in the first hour discussing the Clean Water Restoration Act. We had a special guest on in the first hour. You might want to go back and visit the archives, listen again to Don Parmeter of the American Property Coalition.org. We also gave you a variety of websites and numbers to call. We'll repeat some of those in this hour as well. And I will give you out a couple of numbers, phone numbers to call. It's so very important. This particular piece of legislation, Senate 787, is in committee right now. Tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m., they're going to take a vote on this. And so today is the last day that we're really going to have to be effective with telephoning and faxing our senators to let them know and voice our displeasure and our desire to see this bill die in committee. We don't want this kind of legislation in this country, and we're going to go into why in a moment. But if you want to and would take the time to do so, this is vitally important. This is one of the larger issues out there today. It's every bit as important as Codex Alimentarius and the National Animal Identification System and Real ID. This impacts all of the water on the North American continent, at least everything that's within the jurisdiction of the federal government. And, of course, they believe they are involved in a North American community here. So we can imagine the same things coming on the Canadians and the Americans as well rather soon. So here's a couple of numbers that you can call. You can call to deluge your senators with calls and faxes and emails. You can call in at 202, of course that's Washington, D.C., 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. And then you can get faxes and email listings and all of that from the operator at that number, 202-224-3121. The Environment and, let's see what the name is, Environment and Public Works Committee, it's EPWC, it has two call-in numbers as well, one for the Democratic side and one for the Republican side. For the Democrats, it's 202, of course, 224-8832. Please call those Democratic representatives, senators on this committee. Also, for the Republicans, it's 202-224-6176. Again, it's 202-224-6176. That's for the Republican side. So if you have a Republican senators, Democratic senators, you want to get in touch with them today. And we're talking about Senate Bill 787. It's S-787, the Clean Water Restoration Act. It has very little to do with clean water. It has a whole bunch to do with a major taking of the water of America. So we want to make sure that this does not pass. And today's the day. This is D-Day. This is our second time bringing Don Parmeter on the air and bringing this piece of legislation to your attention. Now, in the previous segment, we talked about, I'm going to just share with you the source on this. I'm reading from and referring to a little booklet that was published by freedomadvocates.org. It's you have your pencils out, freedomadvocates.org, www.freedomadvocates.org. And if you go to their bookstore, their tools or resources link on the webpage there, you'll find a small pamphlet, a booklet. It's called Sustainable Development, Global to Local Action Plans. Global to Local Action Plans. And it was largely written by Michael Shaw and others at Freedom Advocates. And this is, I'm reading from page two here. But we're talking about the, just give it to you this the way he's written it. The initial step is understanding this scheme. Again, this is for Agenda 21. Is to recognize the goals of the globalist philosophy's attack on unalienable rights. And they are the to, one, abolish private property, two, base world governance, notice governance, not government, base world governance on public decree, that's your legal positivism, and not individual rights, and of course that points to the natural law. And then three, to reduce human population. And I know that many of you have heard stories about the Georgia Guidestones and the population projections made on that, on those stones in multiple languages. I think it's 500 million people, is it? Reduce the world population to 500 million. You know, we've heard the same sort of claptrap out of the mouth of Ted Turner and some of these others that visualize themselves as little g gods, the inheritors, the chosen ones, the ones to go forward and be the inheritors of the planet Earth, and the rest of us sheeple just need to disappear like they did in the World Wars I and World Wars II. In all of the last century, as millions and millions and hundreds of millions of people all across the world were killed in democides, in other words, death by government. Continuing, they, our author writes, wish to overrule the concept that life, liberty, and property form the cornerstone of the American experience. America's Declaration of Independence established that government exists to protect each individual's unalienable right to his life, liberty, and property. Actually, it states life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it also says that governments are instituted among men to ensure the blessings of life, liberty, and property, more accurately stated. But continuing, it says, we're on the threshold of mankind's greatest defeat. Our liberty is being lost under pressure of national and global crisis. This is that precautionary principle again. Don't put it in your mouth. You don't know where it's been. This is occurring under the banner of sustainable development policy. If we lose this battle, our author writes, liberty will be lost and the human experience will become dark for a very long time. As liberty fades, technology will be the agent of an elite's subjugation of humanity. And we see that every day. Dougo and Michael Vail report on it, the transhumanists and all of the various and sundry technologies that are coming to rule over the planet Earth, rule over the people. But let's explore sustainable development philosophy and policy briefly. The sustainable development philosophy is designed to bring human beings across the globe under the control of a human elite. Sustainable developers designed a global movement to be coordinated through a global to local action plan. Their goal is to create world governance in accordance with specific objectives, and these objectives include an end to national sovereignty, the abolition of private property, restructuring the family unit, increased limits and restrictions on mobility, and increased limits and restrictions on individual opportunity. You see, because we're moving away from equality of opportunity where everyone can try and everyone can fail, and now our corrupt banking and corporation structures, the transnational corporations, are deemed too big to fail. We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Now, we've returned once again, and before we continue, I want to just let you know what we're talking about one more time in case you've just joined us. There is a bill in a Senate committee. It's the Environment and The Environment and what is that committee? I should have highlighted that. Keeps disappearing. It's EPWC. What is this? Environment and Public Works Committee. That's what it is. EPWC. There's a bill that's before this committee. Senate Bill 787. You can go up to thomas.gov and copy it out for yourself. No, it's not 1,000 pages this time. It's not 500 pages this time. It's about 7 pages. And it's really, really tricky. Basically, what it's doing is it's changing a word. It's redefining a term. It's changing the words navigable waters to be understood as all waters. Minor change, enormous impact. This is so tiny that it could be slipped in unnoticed into any other bill. This is the kind of tiny little poison pill. As they say, a little bit of leavening leavens the whole lump. This is the kind of a bill that is especially dangerous. So let's go back in and finish out a little bit more on understanding sustainable development. This out of a booklet that you can find at freedomadvocates.org, Sustainable Development, Global to Local Action Plans. They're not expensive. There's only a couple of dollars a piece. Order a couple of copies for yourself. Maybe pass them out amongst your friends. But the methods employed to achieve these objectives are being funded by the federal government. And, of course, a lot of that funding comes from the international community, as we know. But there are certain fundamental points here. There are certain objectives. One of them is U.S. monetary policy, and we're seeing all of that being rewritten as we speak. Then there's tax policy, and then there's water policy, and that's what we're talking about today. Environmental policy, of course, that's what we're talking about today. War policy, it's involved in this. Education policy, certainly involved in this. And foreign policy, certainly involved in this issue. The focus of sustainable development is to abolish private property, push societal undermining of the family, and abandon the constitutional protections of unalienable rights. Continuing here, our author writes, in America, the globalist sustainable development movement is comprised of, one, the Democrat Party leadership. And you see, we've given you the numbers for the Democrat members. It's also comprised of the Republican Party leadership. It's also comprised of communist anarchists. It's also comprised of libertarian anarchists and the Green parties. It's also pushed by public-private partnerships, including many, if not all, of the multinational and transnational corporations, socialists in general, neoconservatives, capitalists, third wave Fabians. You see, with sustainable development, it's so dangerous because there's something in it for everyone. Consensus among the various political types has been declared. Ordinary Americans will have to pay the price. The price is the loss of your liberty. So we begin to start to see the big picture here. There's three E's that we talk about often when we discuss sustainable development. The three E's are environment, equity, and economy. And if we can rightly understand water as a valuable commodity or a resource, then we're going to start to get our minds wrapped around how big this issue is and why there's something in it for everyone. Going over to Agenda 21, Chapter 18, I'll just give you a little bit out of Section 18.15. These are some of the scientific and technological means by which it can be implemented, this particular entire chapter. But 18.15 reads thus, it says, pursuant to the recognition of water as a social and economic good, the various available options for charging water users, including domestic, urban, industrial, and agricultural water user groups, have to be further evaluated and field tested. Charging for the water, turning it into something like crude oil. Maybe in the morning when we do the reports, we'll do gold, silver, platinum, palladium, the Dow, the NASDAQ, the S&P, crude, and water, and let you know how much water is trading on the open market for today by the barrel. Will it be as expensive as crude oil? Would you be able to buy a barrel of water, 42 gallons of water, for $69.76? I think you know better than that already. How much do you pay for a bottle of water at the convenience store? I think you're spending already more than that. Let's think about water from the standpoint of the Green Cross bunch. Sometime back, I shared with you most of this article, these various articles. Let's see if I can find the one I really want. No, we'll skip Ted Turner. Let's do Mario Soros. Give you a little bit of this. Actually, I'm trying to find the specific thing that I wanted here. Let's see if I can get it. Maybe it's in the beginning. Don't want to waste too much time trying to find it. So I won't. I'll just skip around. All right. Because what we really want to think of it as blue gold. I'll try and find that quote perhaps during the next break. But this is an article in the Green Cross Optimist, its first edition, spring 2004. This was written by Mario Soros. In 1998, Mario Soros launched the Global Water Contract Citizens Initiative with other parliamentarians and civil leaders. These are some of the quotes out of this brief article, a one-page article. He says, the transfer of control over the world's water resources to such water kings as Suez, RWE, Thames, Water, Vivendi, and Bechtel through the privatization of service provision and Nestle, Coca-Cola, Danone, etc. through merchandising is becoming the order of the day. You see, the transfer of control over the world's water resources to these water kings has become the order of the day. The oligarchy of financiers, he writes, technocrats and tycoons, however, should never be allowed to decide the destiny of life, for that is exactly what water is. A clever little statement thrown in there. The global water contract has since made good progress, and its networks can now be found on all continents. Recently in Rome, we formally adopted the Water Manifesto, signed by many international partners and members of both European and national parliaments. The manifesto proclaims water to be an inalienable human right. Very, very tricky language. Very twisty language. For those of us who have read the Declaration of Human Rights written, and you can find it in the back of the Black's Law Dictionary, but written by the United Nations people, it flows and it overflows with unalienable rights and rights and rights and rights. But the very last clause takes back everything it's given in the preceding clauses. It's so much like the Constitution for the Soviet Union. It's a similar kind of a scenario. Just the most wonderful piece of writing you've ever seen, but that what they give with the left hand, then they just simply take back with the right. So let's find out a little bit more about Agenda 21, the protection of the quality and the supply of freshwater resources, because the language that we'll find in this text, you can find in Senate Bill 787. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day Books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned right here on Oracle Broadcasting Network. The number is 866-841-1065 if you'd like to weigh in on this topic today. We're talking about Agenda 21. We're talking about water. We're talking about the Clean Water Restoration Act, now before the Senate in a Senate committee. Needs to be voted. It will be voted on tomorrow at 9:30. We need to have your calls raising a hue and cry from the public. Become Vocal Local. Pick up the telephone and call today if you would, please. But let's go back into this Agenda 21, Chapter 18 from the introduction and find out a little bit more about what this chapter is all about and how the global East are viewing water. Freshwater resources are, it writes in section 18.1, freshwater resources are an essential component of the Earth's hydrosphere. So far, so good. We can all accept that. And an indispensable part of all terrestrial ecosystems. Now we're going to bring in the ecology, okay? Not much of a science than that. The freshwater environment is characterized by the hydrological cycle, you can all accept that, including floods and droughts, which in some regions have become more extreme and dramatic in their consequences. Floods and droughts. I'll leave that further exposition of that to later. Global climate change and atmospheric pollution could also have an impact on freshwater resources and their availability, and through sea level rise, threaten low-lying coastal areas and small island ecosystems. You see, we're developing a religion in all of this, a belief system, inculcating it globally. Here's 18.2. Water is needed in all aspects of life. Who could doubt that? The general objective is to make certain that adequate supplies of water of good quality are maintained for the entire population of this planet. That's certainly a noble goal. While preserving the hydrological, biological, and chemical functions of ecosystems, adapting human activities within the capacity limits of nature, careful now, and combating vectors of water-related diseases. Innovative technologies, including the improvement of indigenous technologies, you understand that phrase, are needed to fully utilize limited water resources and to safeguard those resources against pollution. Of course, water is one of the most abundant elements on the planet. 18.3, the widespread scarcity, a gradual destruction, and aggravated pollution of freshwater resources in many world regions, along with the progressive encroachment of incompatible activities, demand integrated water resources planning and management. The plot is thickening. Such integration must cover all types of interrelated freshwater bodies, including both surface water and groundwater, and duly consider water quantity and quality aspects. The multi-sectoral nature of water resources development in the context of socioeconomic development must be recognized, as well as the multi-interest utilization of water resources for water supply and sanitation, agriculture, industry, urban development, hydropower generation, inland fisheries, transportation, recreation, low and flatlands managements, and other activities. As you can see, there's something in this for everyone. Rational water utilization schemes for development of surface and underground water resources and other potential sources have to be supported by concurrent water conservation and wastage minimization measures. This is the precautionary principle. Priority, however, must be accorded to flood prevention and control measures, as well as sedimentation control where required. Now, just a sidebar here, and just a daggum minute. On one hand, they talk about the indigenous technologies, we heard that, including the improvement of indigenous technologies, and yet we assume a priority must be accorded to flood prevention and control measures, as well as sedimentation control where required. Now, for the listeners of this broadcast, as we went through several days, finding out all about Egypt and the Nile River Valley, we discovered that not only was the annual flooding and the sedimentation necessary to sustain that civilization for thousands of years, but that the cycle or the cyclical flooding process was raised to the level of God, and prayers and offerings were brought up to it. So if we're going to, on one hand, recognize innovative indigenous technologies, we must at the same time understand the other side of the indigenous application as well. Continuing a little further here, the sidebar ending, back to the book. Transboundary water resources and their use are of great importance to riparian states, capital S, states. What is a riparian state? Are there any states on the planet that have water, that are not riparian? I think there aren't. In this connection, cooperation among those states may be desirable in conformity with existing agreements and or other relevant arrangements, taking into account the interests of all riparian states concerned. Now, if there were such thing as riparian states, then certainly Canada and Mexico and the United States would each be considered riparian states insofar as that we all have rivers, lakes, streams, oceans, etc. And so what we're introducing in this very clever little twist is the abolition of the borders between the riparian states, because we're going to go into watershed management, which knows and recognizes no national sovereignty. That's the abolition of national sovereignty again, and it knows no border. As we spoke before with Don Parmeter, our guest, a watershed goes from the top of the mountain to the top of the mountain to the bottom of the valley and everything in between for the full length of the river or the waterway. And so in water terminology, there would be no border between Ohio, for instance, and Missouri. There would be no border between Kansas and Missouri. No border between Oklahoma and Missouri. There would be no border between Arkansas and Missouri. There would be no border between, what, Tennessee and Missouri. If we just went around in a circle, I think there are five states that touch this one. So now we've wiped out all of those borders, or we've just erased all of the borders of the state of Missouri, because we're going into this idea of watershed management. But let's continue. The following program areas are proposed for the freshwater sector: integrated water resources development and management, water resource assessment, protection and assessment, water resources assessment. Did you get your personal property tax assessment this year? Did you get your real property tax assessment this year? An assessment. The prelude to taxation. First, we have to establish the value, and then we charge accordingly. Protection of water resources, water quality, and aquatic ecosystems, drinking water supply and sanitation, water and sustainable urban development, water for sustainable food production and rural development, and the impacts of climate change on water resources. That's just the introduction to this rather lengthy chapter. But it begins to give us an idea of the mind of the globalist, the mind of the change agents that are bringing on the global governance system. And I hope it wakes you up just a tad. Let's go into this a little deeper here. In the second section, integrated water resources development and management, basis for action, section 18.6. And if you recall, I gave you the website where you can get a copy of this yourself, http://unp.un.org. It's Agenda 21, Earth Summit Agenda 21, and the sales number is E93.I.11, and for about $25, it'll show up in your mailbox in a few days. Order it online if you like. You can also call in and order it personally, although you might have to do it in a foreign language. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a Zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
And we're back winding down the hour today. Of course, we're not winding down the topic. There's so much to this particular topic that we could go on for years. I certainly can't do that. I stretch my audience's patience thin when we spend 4 or 5 days going into anarchy or something like that. But nevertheless, this is a huge topic. The whole idea of the GIS, GPS, the Geographic Information System, the Global Positioning System, or now they call it Geospatial Positioning System, the form of GIS, GPS, global governance that we are scheduled or destined perhaps to come under as the globalists tie up all of the loose ends and bring us under a new world order. Remember constantly and keep in our minds the three E's that are driving this system: environment, equity, and economy. Always wringing our handkerchiefs over those little spotted owls and the three-toed tree frogs. All of the Bugs and Bunny groups, the Sierra Club, the World Wildlife Federation, Pandas for Pandas, and all of the rest of the groups that are out there. An endless, endless litany of environmental concerns. And then there's all the corporations like RWE, Thames, Suez, and the others that actually make their money off of the environment. And then there are the developmental concerns like Halliburton, Kellogg, Brown and Root, and so on and so forth. Then there's Monsanto and Dow Chemical and GM and General Electric, and it just goes on. We could here enlist and include all of the transnational corporations on the planet. But there's environment, definitely. There's economy, and all of this plays an enormous role. and equity plays an enormous role. What do we understand by equity? The Chancery Courts in England, for instance, they had and were working under the common law ever since Magna Carta and before, developing slowly as it did. We'd go into that at another time. But the idea of chancery was courts of equity. Who were the priest judges? Who were the priest kings? Who were the priest judges? Courts of equity. Basically, if you had the fee, you could get your decision in court. If you had your fee, you could get a pass on common law rule and regulation. If you wanted to marry your brother or your sister, if you went to the court's chancery and paid your fee and the court ruled in your favor, you could marry your brother, your sister, that sort of thing. And it works much the same way in sustainable development. If you happen to be Tyson or any of the big packing houses, you can have a disproportionate share, let's say, of a water aquifer simply by paying your fees and your licenses. And once you've paid your fees and your licenses, you can use millions and millions of gallons of water annually in your chicken processing plants and at all of your various chicken and turkey and hog confined feeding operations and whatnot. And those poor folk that live out in the country in the rural area, perhaps as few as 10 or 12 or maybe 40 to a square mile, they're left with the hind titty when it comes to water, to use a hog terminology. But anyway, let's understand that we're dealing with water as a commodity, a scarce commodity, a social and economic good, and continue. It says here, and again, this is not just necessarily pulled from air. I'm reading right from their own Agenda 21 manual here, the program for action. 18.6, the basis for action, the extent to which water resources development contributes to economic productivity and social well-being is not usually appreciated, although all social and economic activities rely heavily on the supply and quality of fresh water. As populations and economic activities grow, many countries are rapidly reaching conditions of water scarcity or facing limits to economic development. God forbid we should reach the limit of economic development, right? Water demands are increasing rapidly, with 70 to 80% required for irrigation, less than 20% for industry, and a mere 6% for domestic consumption. Obviously, you can see how low on the totem pole people figure into all of this. The holistic management of fresh water as a finite and vulnerable resource. Freshwater as a finite and vulnerable resource. In other words, it's not going to rain again in your lifetime, correct? There will be no more fresh water created by the hydrological cycle. Just like in New York City, when you spill a cup of coffee, you expect the waitress to wipe up the mess off the ceiling because the laws of nature are no longer applicable in New York City or Washington, D.C. or Shanksville, Pennsylvania. But fresh water is a finite and vulnerable resource, and the integration of sectoral water plans and programs within the framework of national economic and social policy are of paramount importance for action in the 1990s and beyond. The fragmentation of responsibilities for water resources development among sectoral agencies is proving, however, to be an even greater impediment to promoting integrated water management than had been anticipated. Effective implementation and coordination mechanisms are required. And we're going to fall under this effective implementation and coordination mechanism with this Bill 787, Senate 787. But thomas.gov, and burn a copy to your own printer. It's about 7 or 8 pages long. Read it and get on the phone today and call your senators and say no, no. Block this piece of legislation. Don't allow it out of the committee. You can call 202-224-8832, 202-224-8832, and talk to the Democrats on this Environment and Public Works Committee. You can call 202-224-6176. That's 202-224-6176 to talk to the Republicans that sit on this committee and tell them no as well. But the idea here, let's drop down a little bit, the objectives, the overall objective is to satisfy the freshwater needs of all countries for their sustainable development. What is this? What is it that it is a sustainable development? We talked about that before, the word sustained, to prop up, to shore up, to keep something going that otherwise would decay or to collapse under its own weight. Sustainable development, companies that are just too big to fail, banks that are just too big to fail, propping it up, shoring it up. Something that has outlived its usefulness, gone beyond its measure, was a bad idea to start with. Let's just shore it up, prop it up, and sustain it. And we're sustaining environmental and developmental concerns. Those are corporations. Integrated, Section 18.8, integrated water resources management is based on the perception of water as an integral part of the ecosystem, a natural resource, and a social and economic good, whose quantity and quality determine the nature of its utilization. To this end, water resources have to be protected, taking into account the functioning of aquatic ecosystems and the perenniality of the resource. In order to satisfy and reconcile needs for water in human activities, in developing and using water resources, priority has to be given to the satisfaction of basic needs and the safeguarding of ecosystems. Beyond these requirements, however, water users should be charged appropriately. And so you have a water meter on your well, perhaps? A water meter in your yard, perhaps. One of these electronic fully reporting water meters that not only tells you how many gallons of water that you've used, but at what time of day or night you might turn the tap on, how often you flush the toilet, how often you wash clothing, how often you wash your dishes in your dishwasher, or a combination, running your garbage disposal. All of those things could be calculated by looking at these two meters, one the electricity, one the water. And all users charged appropriately. And the users in the developed countries and the users in the northern hemisphere will be charged appropriately. And then through the globalist redistribution of wealth scheme, our monies will be sent to the developing nations. You know, and on one hand, the United Nations and the globalists, they talk about raising the standards of living for all. And on the other hand, they publish documents like this. Can the planet Earth reasonably be expected to internationally become the Wally and June Cleaver subdivision of the 50s? If we raise the standard of living for everyone on this planet, my friends, we're going to have a whole different discussion coming. A whole different discussion coming. I think each of the various sovereign states and sovereign nations need to work through these various problems themselves. And instead of bickering and over the Gaza Strip, maybe we should get nuclear power going all over the planet or something and start desalinizing water, for goodness sakes. Anyway, my patience is gone, the time is gone, and I'll be back again tomorrow. Till then, see you.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for mortgage fraud examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.